are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
It is Friday the 13th. I actually really, I think my mama grew up believing, I grew up thinking that, I'm trying to say this, my mama was like superstitious kind of, as are all black people from the South. Her mom actually died on Friday the 13th.
Oh my God.
Way back in 1995. And so, I mean, but she would always talk about it. I would just be like, okay, like, I'm not super superstitious. Like, some stuff I just do just because, like, not splitting the pole. Even though sometimes I split the pole on purpose just to prove that it's ridiculous.
Just to be an Aquarius.
But some stuff I am superstitious about. Like, I don't like putting my bag on the floor.
Why?
You know?
I never understood that.
Not only is it dirty, but the superstition is that if you put it on the floor, you're going to go broke. Okay. But going broke is not too far away from me, so it's not that.
not
but true. I just think the floor is dirty. But like, I ran somebody over on Friday the 13th, so that's how I know it's real.
Like ran them over like Brandy style or like Caitlyn Jenner style.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody, didn't you? She that was a slip up. It was a slip up. I did not mean that. Not trying to be transphobic. It literally was a slip up.
I honestly didn't even hear it until you pointed out that you said.
I should have. But I know somebody else would have caught it. So I'm like, that was an accident. Because I was just watching some stupid shit she said the other day about the Kardashians. Whatever.
What did she say? I've been so tapped out. I don't know anything going on in the world.
She was just saying how her and Chris don't talk no more. And I was just like, well, you talk shit about the every chance you get. So it's like, I wouldn't talk to you either. You talking about my kids and me.
Isn't that weird? I hate when people are like surprised you don't want to talk to them anymore or don't want any dealings with them anymore after they do something wrong to you. Like, bitch, of course I don't want to be your friend. Of course I don't want to be around you. Of course I'm going to unfollow you and block you on everything. You're a fucking dickhead. Like, that should come with it. So, just leave my name out your mouth, bitches.
Yeah, so, but to answer your question, he ended up on my windshield. I had to get my windshield replaced twice. Because the first time they replaced it, a crack came back immediately, and you know, there was a warranty on it, so I just got it replaced again.
Can I have a little background?
Yeah, I was about to say. Okay. I've told this story on the podcast before, I'm sure.
I'm shook right now.
I've never told you this personally.
I've never heard this at all. I didn't know you were brandy coded.
I feel like everybody, I've joked about it on social media.
I've never heard that you were a hit and run ass bitch.
So I was on my way to work. This was way in Chicago. So this was like a few months before I ended up moving to Houston, actually. This was like September 2019.
Oh, your goodbye gift to Chicago.
I had just got this car. It was a Chevy Cruze, brand new. So I was on my way to work, going to McDonald's as I usually do, so I can get me a sausage and cheese McGriddle. Okay.
Oh, McGriddle.
Yes, a McGriddle, because the biscuits are dry.
Yes, they have the worst fucking biscuits. I think like because their fucking breakfast being so small, I feel like they should like fix the formula for that.
So I'm not sure if that's what I ordered, but I'm sure that's what I ordered because that's usually what I used to get from McDonald's. Anyway, it was dark. It was raining. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I used to work at the VA the Heinz VA, not the one on the west side, but the other one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm driving out the drive-thru. I had just got my stuff, so it wasn't like I was speeding. I had literally just pulled off. And
he checking your bag. Checking your bag. Make sure all your condiments is in there.
You know what? I never check my bag at drive-thrus. Because I don't like conflict. So
yes, I don't either.
I'm just going to keep going.
Yes, because listen, like, even if it's wrong, I'm not about to get back in line. I'm not about to hold up the person behind me. Like, I'm just like, okay, bitch, I got the food. If it's wrong, I'll just suffer and just complain about it in my head. But totally, go ahead.
Yeah. definitely cussing y'all out in my car as I drive away because I'm not saying nothing.
It's so funny you say that. I was thinking earlier, I'm like, if I go to Harold's and they get my order wrong, I think I might actually circle back. Because now I'm in a mindset of, when I do something wrong at work, they come and they correct me. And so I'm like thinking, I'm like, it's only right that I come and correct you because I would get corrected. So I feel like now I would probably go back and be like, bitch, let's fight.
It depends on what the food is. Like, that time you took me to Wendy's and they gave me a watery strawberry and some ice mixed with piss. I wanted to go back, bitch, and get my money back.
On top of, it was like 11 o'clock at night when that happened. They were like, bitch, you're going to get what you get.
He definitely slobbed in that cup because that's what it tastes like, slob with strawberry in it.
Next time you come back out here, whatever that is, we're going to go back. They will redeem themselves. I will personally, I will pay for it. Now what?
You can pay for it. And that's the only reason I would go. Because I have this thing. And then we're going to get back to the story. Okay. I have this thing where once a business is like, once I go into a business and I don't like what happened in that business while I was there, you'll never see me again. I do that with like gas stations. Like, you know, people who be working at the gas station, they don't be black. Yeah. Sometimes they be rude and they like to talk to you any kind of way.
What do they be? Never
see me again.
What do they be?
I won't say it because I really don't know, but they just don't be black. And I know. They don't be white.
I know them.
They be from overseas.
Rude. I was going to say, them overseas people, they are just so like nonchalant with your food. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's, at gas stations, they don't care. They don't have customer service skills. They don't have like none of that shit. It just be like, what happened to America? We used to be based on customer service. Now everybody just like, fuck it.
There's a gas station closer to my, well, there's a lot of gas stations around me. The closest one is very expensive, but then there's one like a couple blocks down from that one. Decent prices. I went in there one time to get me some blunts. I'm asking a man if he got the blunts that I like because everybody don't sell them. He steady pointing at the wall telling me to look. So that pissed me off. And so now I literally drive 15 minutes to a cheaper gas station anytime I want gas.
See, and I don't play that.
I refuse to get patronized.
I don't play that. Like, I will yell at you. Like, I will not like yell, like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'll be like, that's not what I asked you. Do you have it or not? Because the thing is, it's just like, they be want to be lazy. Bitch, you're clocked in. You're getting paid. Do your fucking job. I hate
when, and like, you're behind a glass. I'm not even threatening you. Like, yes. Just help me out.
Right. And then, like, those glasses, like, I hate when they put the, like, fucking, like, wraps and shit for the blunts at the bottom of the fucking the list.
This so is you looking over the counter, yes, like this.
Like, it's like you're trying to like fucking do Tetris to try to like maneuver around them because they stand dead in this fucking center. They don't move the fuck out the way. That's why I, yeah, no. Go ahead, sorry.
Long story short, I ran him in. I didn't run him over. I hit him with my car. He landed on my hood and my windshield. He was a big guy, so like my whole windshield was cracked. He was laid out on the ground. It was raining. He was an older guy too. And I was like, once I got out the car, I'm checking on him and stuff. He said he's just laying there and shit. I'm like, at this point, I'm getting wet. I'm like, sir, you got to get up. Like, you can't keep laying here. So he finally got up. They, I don't know if I called the police or if they called the police inside. I think I called the police. The police came, the ambulance came. I'm assuming he got a check because my rates went up. But fuck him. He should have been on my way. He had glasses on and he didn't see me. That's his fault.
Okay. Oh, so not only did you hear somebody, you hit them and they flipped onto your car, hit the windshield, and they had glasses. That is like a triple offense. Like, you need to be locked up. You're a menace out here. And
he annoyed the shit out of me by the way he was laying there. I was thinking in my head, like, I'm assuming this might have hurt it a little bit, right? Yeah. But you're already going to get paid from the insurance company. So you doing this little act right now, get your ass up. It's raining.
Do you watch Atlanta?
Like Real Housewives of Atlanta? Or Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino on FX.
I've never seen it.
No. There's this one scene where like they're in the car and they accidentally, like, you know, you do like a little tap to the back of a car sometime. They tap the back of a car. Okay. And the lady just gets out the car and she's just screaming. She's just, and that's all I can think about. Every time I hit somebody, and she's just like, what's going on? It was like the funniest shit ever. It's like season one. It's so fucking funny because it's so realistic. Like, bitch, I barely tapped you. And now you're about to try to make my insurance rates go up because you're barely, because you want to get paid. And she's like holding her back and her neck. I'm just like, bitch, People are ruthless.
Depending on the car that hits me.
Oh yeah, I'm out on the show. I'm outside, bitch. My foot is dangling out the door. It's a wrap.
Can tell you just got this car off the lot, if this a luxury vehicle, if it's an 18-wheeler, I'm definitely laying out.
Oh,
okay. I might crumple myself up a little bit.
18-wheeler, I'm getting under your wheel. I messed up the first time I got hit by an 18-wheeler. I was just in shock, and like I had my Buffalo Wild Wings in the car. It was a lot going on. So I was like, it was election night actually. I was bumping my auntie, ready to just go home and enjoy my wings, and somebody truck ran into the back of me, and like, I had a little Corolla at the time.
Which election was this?
Obama second, I think. His second.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Yeah. And yeah. So imagine how long I've been waiting for a new Rihanna album, huh? And so,
Oh wait, no, but Auntie came out in 2016, so that was the other election.
Second election.
No, Obama was out by then. There go the damn balloons again. You keep making all these signs to the camera.
It's two.
Okay, so that must have been what happened the first time.
What happened if I hold a five?
I don't know. It don't work for me.
I got like.
See, it's not working.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, so he hit the back of me. Shook me up, and I was just like, I made a mistake. They were like, do you want to ride in an ambulance? I'm like, no. And they end up charging me anyway to go to the fucking hospital. My settlement was nice. Like
$3,000-$4,000.
Yes, my settlement was really nice, but I had to end up paying the fucking I paid the hospital. I had to pay the fucking I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, it was a big thing. And so it was just like, whatever, fuck these people. That's why semi trucks and them, they're taught if they hit you, kill you.
I had I have a family member who got like really messed up by a truck, like seriously injured. She's fine now, but she got hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'll be fine too, bitch. I'll make it work.
She was fine eventually. I know somebody now who got hit by a truck, and I want to ask him so bad, like, how much money are you finna get?
The thing is, how you worry, how you slip into the conversation, people will be slipping up and tell you how much they pay. Like, when somebody asks me how much I pay, depending on how, like, close we are, I don't got a problem telling you. But, if you a random person, because it's always a random people would be like, how much you get? No. But, like, I'd be curious about how much people get paid for shit like that. Just in case I might be in that predicament, I want to see what my ceiling is on what I can get to or shit like that.
I'm calling Learning Row 222-2222. Come bail me out.
Okay.
Give me a check. For those of you that Learner and Row, it used to be Glenn Learner by itself. Then it was Learner and Row. That's like the Chicago version of like Top Dog Law. You know,
yeah,
one of those type of places. I had a point in saying all that, but yeah, pretty much what I'm saying is
pay you for your pain and suffering.
Depending on the vehicle, I might get out, and I have tapped a few people.
Are you a avid love tapper?
No, I don't. I've been in two accidents, like two actual accidents. My first accident was in my sister's car. I was 18. Mm-hmm. I fucked her shit up.
Damn.
I had to pay for it. Good thing she had insurance or whatever. And my second accident was in my first car, where I fell asleep at the wheel and did a little Dougie.
I was going to drive. Yeah. That's why I thought you had, I thought I was going to ask you, like, I didn't know the situation surrounding you running over and getting a new hood ornament from that.
Oh, that's technically an accident.
But you a menace out here in these streets. They better watch out. Like, and
oh, but you know what I was going to ask?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What was you about to say?
I was just going to say, I don't even remember.
If you knew somebody who came into a lot of money like that, do you ask them for money? Would you ask them for money?
Depending on how close we are. Like, I'm really big on, like, if I would do it for you, I feel like you should do it for me, too. That's not how everybody operates. But I feel like it depends on how much money you got. Like, girl, if you just got, if the Target sign fell on top of you, bitch, you better run me at least a good $2,000. I know your ass getting paid. It depends on the situation. But also, I feel like my connection with the person also matters. Like, I feel like it's very weird to ask people you're not cool with for money. I think that just... I can't. Like, just like every week, like I'm expecting like you to somehow just hold up a cat one day and just like smoke come from behind it or something. Like,
I might get one.
I know. I'm waiting for the day because you're one of those people, like, totally caveat from the conversation. You're one of those people who, when you do something, you don't tell anybody you're doing it. You just randomly pop up with it. So I'm just expecting one day just to be, like, sitting here and just hear a meow or something like that and just be like, bitch. And I'm going to have to ignore it because I feel like it would be purposely done. In the shock and awe of it all. So I would just have to purposely annoy it. But I'm mentally prepared for that day. Like, I've been mentally prepared. Could you tell me about, like, a month ago you might get a cat? So I'm mentally prepared to see the little fucker just walk past the screen. You have any animal names?
I secretly just want a cat because I feel like cats are cool. Cats are my vibe. But it's the... And I also want to try one more time. Try to give my love to another living thing.
I feel like you're more of a cat person than a dog person, though. I feel like cats are bitchy. They're kind of sassy. They kind of don't want to be bothered. And I feel like that, I feel like that gels well with you being, like, anti and just, like, wanting to do your own thing. So, like, a cat will just circle around you instead of, like, circle on you as other
besides features. Like, not liking animal hair, I don't want any unexpected vet bills because I'm gonna let them put you to sleep, babe. I don't got the money for it. Okay.
See, if you can't do no TikToks about it because last time you wanted to be a TikTok animal dad or whatever, it didn't turn out too well. Then you got slandered, and so I just feel like you should probably keep this shout under wraps until you're sure you like it, and then go from there.
For sure she or he's gonna be under wraps because I ain't paying no pet rent, bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I feel like they shouldn't charge you for, like, small, like, animals in your apartments because it's just, like, rent is already too fucking high. But also, just, like, that's my fucking child. Like, you're not charging other people for, like, children to be in the apartment.
I mean, they do. I mean, I get why they do it. I know. The pet damages the apartment.
My apartment is
literally,
like,
just for damages.
My apartment's, like, animal-proof. Like, literally, like, my dog, like...
But you don't have a bad dog, though. I mean, you might think he's bad, but he's... Yeah. I've never seen him.
Wolfgang's super good. Like, he's the least problem child. He's just super bratty. He's spoiled as fuck. Like, but, like, he's one of those dogs he likes to be...
I wonder where you get that from.
I don't know. Probably his ex-father, because it ain't from me. And so, like, if I'm leaving out, he'll scratch at the door and all this other shit. I'm just like, every time I hear him scratching at a fucking door, I'm like, if you put claw scratches in that fucking door, you're outside. And so, other than that, like, but I also feel like everybody thinks their own child is bad. Like, everybody's like, oh, because you know the child better than anybody else, so.
Well, welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is The Boys Next Door.
Yes.
I'm Blackberry, and I'm catless.
And I'm Ken Lush, and this is for my dogs.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We apologize for the episode being late, but you're here, we're here, and we're queer as well.
So. Is it technically late if this is going to be the new schedule?
Well, we'll see. Well, we might as well just go ahead and say it, I guess. We are changing the days that the podcast come out. Going forward, so just calm down. Somebody mentioned me in a comment earlier on a post that wasn't mine. It wasn't relevant to the podcast. He caught me in somebody else's comments and was like, "You worry about putting episodes out on time."
Not
I was
so
like,
fast.
"Well, first of all, I'm enjoying my life over here on Instagram. And I'm being attacked. There was this white guy." He was showing how jiggly his big fat booty was. And so I commented on it. And that's the comment he caught me on.
The thing is, I always catch you in the most random fucking comment section. I'm like, what are you doing over here? This is
everybody be saying that. They be like, every time I turn around, you in somebody comments. I be needing to talk to people. I'm not on Twitter no more. So I've decided to start using dialogue on Instagram. And people be, I commented on some like Man on the Street type podcast. You know how people do, like, on-street interviews with people?
Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I commented on that, something about me, and it got like 20,000 likes, but hell, all the straight men are dragging me. I'm like, I'm just here to express myself. And I didn't know I was going to get dragged virally at that.
Straight men love attacking the gays over opinions. Like, they don't want to talk to or deal with our opinions in person, but online, they will let us have it. I don't know. I also just feel like they don't understand how we think half the time, and they don't try to understand how we think. So even if we say something that's totally not relevant to them, they'll find a way to make it relevant to them and have something to say. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well, this particular comment was relevant to them. It was the guy that was interviewing the girl, she was a tall girl, and she said she likes men who are taller than her. And the guy that was interviewing her was like, don't you think that's unrealistic? Like, how often are you meeting tall guys? She was like, every nigga I talked to was tall. There's a lot of tall guys out here. So, and I comment, I'm like, what's up with men trying to humble women all the time? She liked tall niggas and she got them. And she turns out she got two tall niggas on her phone at the same time. So it's like, I was just like, why are men always trying to humble women? And here they was calling me a simp, and they was like, mind your gay business. And I was just like, okay. Well, they're just trying to stick up for the girls, and y'all are being douchebags.
Okay, they said, girl, take that shit out of here. Do you prefer tall guys, or are you like a short guy guy? Short guy guy.
My dating history will tell you that I prefer short, but that's not the truth. I mean, I would prefer somebody like eye level or taller.
Yeah.
But I also don't have that much of a, like, I don't really care that much. I like short niggas. I like tall niggas. Y'all know, I like short, tall, big, small. You know, I like them all in between, okay?
I like
them short niggas be having that third leg. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all.
That be the balance it out part. You be like, okay, you short, but what else going on? Like, I prefer taller in general. But, I mean, my thing is, you can't be shorter than me. I'm already pretty short. So if you get shorter than me, sister, we're gonna have another conversation.
I feel like a lot of bottoms in general feel like that. Like, they don't want a top that's shorter than them. But it's just like, are you getting fucked well, yes or no?
That's true. Like, that's an important detail. But it's also like I'm really like, oh, this is gonna sound so bad. Don't drag me. I'm really big on the aesthetics of everything together. Like, I want to, like, if we're going to take a picture, I want the picture to look good. I don't want it to look like, because my shoes vary in, like, inch sizes. And I don't want to be wearing, like, my fucking rigs or wearing, like, Balenciagas. And they're, like, the sole is, like, fucking, like, big. And then I'm towering over you in one picture. And then I wear my Jordans in the next one. And then now we the same fucking height, or I'm a little bit, like, no, I don't want to deal with all that. I want you to have your own... permanent height. I want to have my own permanent height, and I want to navigate.
See, now I must ask you, is that realistic? Now I need to humble you.
I don't need to be humble, because I'm totally aware that this is like totally just like unnecessary, but it's just for my own personal thing.
It's your one little shallow thing.
Yeah, it's my shallow thing. Because I just generally prefer, it's something about a tall nigga hugging you. It's something about, like, the wet, like, the grippage of it all. I like all that shit. Like, as of lately, every guy that I've been, like, fooling with, or I hate fooling with. How old am I?
You sound like a fucking grandmother.
Mama. Okay? Mama's tales. I just, like, every guy that I've been dealing with lately have just been, like, taller than me, and I just like, I really enjoy that. Cause my ex, he was a little bit taller than me. He was like probably like an inch or two taller, but it was just like something about like a, like hugging a tall nigga around their neck or feeling them like hold your waist. I just like all that shit. So I'd be like,
I only dated like one taller guy. He was like 5 5'11". I did date a guy who was 6'4", but I didn't really date him. We conversed very briefly, maybe not even a month, you know.
That one boy was really tall. He's super tall.
Oh.
Give
me a hint.
Little cheetah print.
You've said way too much, and I may just bleep that out.
But honestly, how many, if that's a faggot, like, I mean, ooh, a gay boy, like, template tattoo.
I'm still bleeping it out. yeah, but I wasn't even talking about him, because me and him never dated, we just fucked.
Yeah, I consider y'all dating, because I feel like it was just like, I don't know, I feel like it's something there. It was something there, not now.
It never really was a whole lot, but
damn, you know. Damn, he just played your cheater. I mean, boy with the printed tattoo.
Lots of bleeping. But this wasn't even what we were supposed to be talking about. But what do you have any other things that you're shallow about when it comes to a man? Like something that you are not giving, you know?
I don't like when you can't dress, and I don't like when you tell me how. If I'm trying to dress you, you can't tell me how to dress. That's like a big red flag for me. Like if I'm like, oh, I love this outfit, and I show you the outfit, and you're like, I would wear it this way. You can't tell me how to wear nothing, cause I'm looking at your closet and it's not hidden for what you think it's hidden for. So don't ever tell me how to dress unless you're like on some Kanye West like next level shit. Then you can dress me. I'll be Kim K the fuck out.
So but, you can be wearing your toe shoes and your rain boots.
Yeah, it's like niggas always, like, especially hood niggas, they always feel like they are the best dressed person in the fucking room. And I'm just like, this is just so basic. You're so fucking basic. Why would I listen to you tell me anything? What are you doing? Like, what? Like, why? And so I don't like that. I really like guys with, like, veiny, big hands. It's not, like, a deal breaker, but I naturally prefer a guy to have, like, really big, strong hands. And so I always look at the hands. I'm always like, like, how would this fit around my neck? Also, lips. I like even though, like, one of my favorite guys I hook up with, he has the cutest little small, like, little plump lips, but I generally prefer really big lips. And a big nose sometimes.
My shallow things are like a number one, hands and feet tied together. If the hands bad, we can't get no further. If we get past the hands and we get to the feet, we can't get no further. Like, it's a full stop for me. Cause I mean I've dated people who either weren't into feet or didn't have, like, the best feet, and I just feel like that's not something I should deny myself of, because I like feet. So it's just like, I'm not gonna
hate that.
Compromise on that.
I hate that. Like I'll be talking to a guy, I'd be like, oh, would you let me kiss your feet or whatever? They'd be like, I don't really know.
I guess.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, I'm like, let's stop the bus here. This is where we stop at. Because it's just like, it's so simple, because I'm really into like, this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm really into, like, the whole worshiping aspect of a hookup with a guy. Like, I want you to lay back. I want you, like, to chill while I, like, touch on you and kiss on you all over and all that shit. It just, like, it sets the mood for me. I'm about to be, like, a real slut for this nigga. Like, I'm really about to give this nigga my all. So, if you're just joining the video, hi, nice to see you. Make sure you tune into the Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you find, listen to your podcast at. Breaking news, we are now
So you can hear the first 27 minutes of this conversation because we just hit record on the video.
Just some quick things you should know. We are now airing the podcast during the week instead of at the end of the week. So be looking out for that. We are no longer posting on Friday, so for the next upcoming.
So this episode, we're gonna drop this Saturday. You're hearing this on Saturday if you're listening now. The next episode after this, and every episode after until we change it back to Friday, will come out on
Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one of those three. Yeah.
So don't say, oh, the episode is late, because we told you now that it's changed.
And you missed this part on the video. Don't come in our comments telling us we're late. We know we're not late. We have some What's the scheduling issues, okay? But we're here.
But you know what? I don't mind that. That to me means, oh, okay, somebody's listening.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like, whenever one of my friends messages me like, bitch, what's up? I'm like, okay, now wait a minute, bitch. It's coming. Just relax. So, yeah. So, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the YouTube. Back to what we were saying.
So I'm gonna light my blunt this week to finding me a man who's into everything I'm into, and not really compromising on that. I did meet somebody recently who's like, I feel like we're similar sexually. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. Oh, nothing to add.
You're like, but .. is always like, it's like a Rolodex.
I like to leave stuff a little ambiguous, yeah.
Yeah, but it's always like for me, whenever I hear you say but, it's like, I know he has a Rolodex of things he's like, doesn't like or is finding wrong with the person. And so it's just like, is he going to say it now or is he going to say it later? Am I going to hear about this in a couple weeks and be like, well, I hate this nigga now. Like, it's stuff like that that always goes through my mind automatically. So I'm always like,
It's more so like, I just don't like, I don't like talking about stuff if it's current or if it's like, if it's currently irritating me, if it's currently making me happy. Like, it has to pass before I can talk about it. Sometimes I just be like,
You don't like sharing your joy? Like, if you're happy, you don't like sharing your happiness to other people?
No.
Why? What do you think that's rooted in?
I don't like sharing my sadness with other people. I like doing everything internally. And then, you know, I can be open about it if I choose to, once I've moved on from that emotion.
The thing is, like, you may not say what is causing the emotion, but anybody that knows you knows how you act in each of those moods. Like, when you really enjoy something, you wear it the fuck out. Like, you will go overboard with it. When you're sad, you're like, your whole, like, being changes. It's just like, oh, God, here come all, like, it's just like...
My sister actually just just talked about this on the phone. She was like, yeah, and I know when you get mad because you get quiet. You don't talk to nobody. And
Exactly. That's why earlier I was like, okay, girl, what's wrong? Because it just be like, it just like you're one of the people, you're like, no one can tell how I'm feeling. I will reveal it later. And then everybody on the other end is like, bitch, we literally can tell the difference because you literally go from like...
It's not that I don't think people can tell when my mood is changing. It's just that I don't ever feel like people actually care when I say stuff. So I just be like, I'm just going to deal with this by myself. And once I get over it, then I'll come back to society.
They probably don't care because you don't, like, enforce the fact of your feelings are, like, your feelings and you own those feelings. Like, if I feel like somebody doesn't care about something, I'm not going to care either, especially if it's not mine. Like a job, like a business or anything like that. I'm not going to care more than the owner care about the business. So I feel like when you come to emotions, I feel like if you don't care about the emotion, I'm just going to be like, I'm here, I'm aware, rub your back. Not just for you in general. This is just a general statement. I'm going to be like, I'm here, I support. But if you don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Let's talk about something else. But you know, but anyway, I'm going
to
like
more of a thing like, I would just say this, dude. No, it's more of a thing, like, I think it's one of those nature versus nurture things. Because it's like, growing up, well, you wasn't even allowed to have emotions. What you sad, what you mad for? You don't pay no bills. It was that type of thing. So it's definitely childhood trauma, and I'm an Aquarius, and I've nurtured myself to be this way over time as well. So,
and I would listen to a podcast the other day, and I don't remember what they were talking about, but it was something along the lines of this, and they were just like, I feel like how you relate to other people is based and rooted in how you were dealt with as a child. And going forward, that shows, like, how you deal with everything. Like, because me personally, like, I was always taught that my opinion mattered. And that, like, I was, like I was raised with, like, a very distinct understanding of you are important regardless of anything else. Like, my mom, like, I think I talked about this on the podcast before. Like, my mom's friends called me Prince until I was, like, 18, 19. Like, they called me master. Like, it was just like, because that's how my mom was raised. Not raised. That's how my mom taught them to respect me. Like, I was always respected like a little person with feelings and emotions. And so whenever I feel like my feelings or emotions aren't being listened to, I'm always like, bitch, you're not understanding me and you don't really care. Because I know what it seems like when people care about how I feel, because this is how I was raised. So I totally I totally get that aspect of it at all. That's why I would never date somebody again who was just like anti open to like opening up or like looking at different avenues of how they express themselves or how they see themselves in the world. Cause I feel like it's very easy to get stuck in how we are, how we were versus what, how we are now. And so I just like, I don't want to deal with anybody that's like, well, I know my shit doesn't ever matter because this is how I was raised, or this is how, like, this is what I've experienced in my last relationship. It's like, bitch, but what are you experiencing now? Like, what are your experiences now? Like, what, like, how do you relate to things around you now? So I would never fucking date somebody who's just like, the past is my life now. And I'm just like, ugh, leave me alone, bitch. I'm gonna light my wood to finding a nigga that checks off the boxes that are necessary for me in my life currently, and that brings a sense of peace that I feel like I can't give to myself when I need a little piece of solitude and a little piece of understanding away from everything else. Just like I've been thinking lately, I was like, I don't know if I want a relationship or if I'm just bored, or I don't know if I'm just lonely or what. So I'm just like, I can't really gauge it. So I just that is so creative. How are you holding that in there?
It's behind it.
Oh, I thought it was in the center. See, look, bitch, you're magical. So, so I just want to find people and places and niggas preferably that make me feel comfortable enough to just be with them. So hopefully that'll happen. I don't see it happening out here. So maybe when I move to Atlanta, Texas, Jersey, New York, or wherever the Lord ends up taking me, I'll find that. Because it ain't happening out here. Because all these niggas are damaged and broke.
If you're just joining us on YouTube, again, please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Instagram, Boys Next Door Pod. I said that already, right? YouTube, Boys Next Door Pod. And as a gift for you all, we are going to be putting out that playlist that we talked about. So at the time of this episode, you will have a playlist. We'll put the link down in the description. It's going to be called Boy Tunes on Spotify. And I guess we'll get around to making it on the other sites as well. But we're going to put this one on Spotify.
Yeah.
And it's our sorry for
2004. Yeah. Right. And it's just going to be like we, if you made it to the end of last week's episode, it is going to be like basically like songs that we enjoy right now, and we're going to update it like periodically. Don't expect to update every fucking day now. That ain't happening. It ain't happening every week, but we will be updating it. And I'm not sure how Spotify works, but Apple Music, whenever you like save a playlist, if it gets updated, it shows you the last time it was updated and it'll move it back up.
Oh, and then you know what we could do? I just thought of now. We can make a collective playlist, right? And then we can make our own individual playlist. So the girls can get a little me, a little you, a little us.
Yeah. If you want to be sad and cry all day, you know what playlist to listen to.
My playlist.
If you want to shake that ass and go out and listen to some good crooning tunes and just like be out on the streets and just like be a vibe, you know where to go. I'm not saying whose playlist is going to give what, but I'm just saying what I'm saying to what I'm talking about, you know?
Do you like Kevin Gates? Would you put him on the playlist? Do you have any songs by him you like?
Yeah. Not I want him to spit in my mouth. Pussy Power.
Oh, that was a trick. Clearly, you know his music. Would you let him spit in your mouth? Because that's what he was doing.
Yeah, bitch. I saw a video of it. Okay, so this is my thing. Okay, we can get into it. Listen, I don't like backwash. I am not a backwash guy. I'm not into like it was more okay. So when I originally saw the video, I'm like, okay, you about to, I already knew what was coming up because that's how he talked in his songs. His songs are really nasty. I'm like, okay, I like that. But the part I'm like, oh, he putting his mic down so he can really get into it, and then all this liquid start coming out. I'm like, that is not spit. That is backwash. He's literally backwashing his fucking hot Cheetos he had from earlier before he got on stage into your fucking mouth. I do not like that. I like pure spit. I want pure saliva and like that. I don't want your fucking cavity water in my mouth.
It's the organic saliva for me. That organic is saliva.
Like, yeah, I don't want, like, you know how, like, that was, like, sp- spitting already is one of those things where it just kind of like, everybody's like, oh, I don't know how I feel about it. I love spitting. Like, I love sloppy kissing. We talked about this before on the podcast. But like the backwash, that's where I draw the line at. Like, I don't even like when, if a kid is drinking something around me, I don't even want to eat around them. Because kids have the nastiest fucking backwash, and that would make me lose my appetite. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I actually had not seen the video. I refuse to watch it because I know it's going to gross me out. And I am a person that likes spit. But something about, like, and I think I've said this on the show before, too. I don't like stuff out of its place. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Don't spit place. In my mouth in front of 30,000 people on stage. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Not, well, it could be.
Okay.
It could be. It could
right.
Be.
I was going to say, okay, so. Man,
you know what I'm saying?
What if at our live show, a fine nigga, like, we have, like, a little segment or whatever, blah, 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 and a fine nigga.
I'm swallowing that spit. I don't even got to finish the question.
Exactly. go. It's just like, like, it's not even that it's just him. It's just the fact of, like, if it was just pure spit on a stage, like, if she was like, does she like wiping her mouth? I'm just like, girl, he just spit his Harold's chicken wing dinner in your mouth. Like, literally. Like, I want
to go. Just to me, that just wasn't sexy. That's why I didn't watch the video, because I'm like, this is going to make me mad.
Yeah, it was like, and then it was just like, would you let a guy nut on your food and eat it? Like, would you eat a food after it got nut on it?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to try that. That's one.
But
thing.
I'm into that. I'm into like food in the bedroom. I've told y'all that I used to watch these videos of this guy. He used to nut on like cookies. He used to nut on shish kebabs. Like, he was the one that got me into it back in my young days. So it's like, I've done it myself. I tried to do it recently, and then I was like,
ew.
That is. I really want to do this.
Yeah, that's why it got to be somebody else doing it. Because, bitch, after I nut, I would be like, my brain going to be like, girl, you don't even want that cookie, bitch. Put her back, throw her away.
Literally wasted a honey bun because I was like, I can't eat this.
Yeah, like, it's like the thrill is gone. You have to enjoy the thrill when it's there. Like, bitch, after I nut, I'm like, bitch, what you gonna do with that cookie? Throw that shit away. That oatmeal iced cookie. Put that oatmeal iced cookie.
I have done it when I was younger, but I guess I was just more explorative when I was younger. I've definitely done it on honey buns, and
I did it
on pizza once.
Pizza's hot. I can't do the honey bun because I already don't like the texture of honey buns. I think honey buns are just like one of those foods where you're just like, you're conditioned to like them. I was never conditioned to like them. My mom used to have big boxes of them, and I thought it was just so weird that she just devoured those boxes every fucking day. Like, it was just, I'm like, girl, it's not even good. Like people warm them up. I don't want all that. Like, that's too much. Just give me a cupcake. Like, not on my cupcake.
Yeah. Is there a celebrity that you would let spin in your mouth? For me, I have a few.
Jalen Hurts can spin in my mouth.
I don't know what he looks like. I'm assuming that's a basketball player.
Football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's hot. He's gorgeous. You've seen him before. You should search him real quick. Oh, I forgot. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I'm trying to think about rappers. Rob 49 can spit in my mouth. Lil Darius can spit in my mouth. V's can spit in my mouth. I forgot. You a grandma, girl. You don't listen to shit. It's a lot of... Like, basically... They can line up half the rappers, and I'll be like, you. You know, like that little YouTube channel, maybe Hot or Not. You. I just line them all up, and I'll just sit there. Like, literally, I'll just get on my knees, and they can all just take turns. But I don't like, it really depends on the day. So I was about to say, I don't like when a guy, like, kapuz in your face. Sometimes I'm more of a dribbler, but I've been getting into the kapuz when I'm just like, no, I've always been into
if we having a sensual, soft kind of, you know, vibe, love type vibe. Not that we have to love each other, but like the session is sensual. Mm-hmm. I like a drool.
Okay.
When I'm feeling slutty, I want a loogie, you know, right in my face.
Yeah.
Splatter. I like a splatter type of spit.
Yeah. You know? I like the splatter and the drippage. Like, the drippage be getting me. Because I'd be like, oh, you think I'm just a worthless slut, huh? You really think I am just, like, a piece of shit. Like, you literally don't care. I'm like, and that's what turned me on. That's why I was like, if a guy, like, I don't even know how you would do that. Like, you're sitting there, like you're eating, like, your Buffalo Wild Wings, and you're just like, you should nut on that wing. Like, that would be the one, that's where I'd draw the line. Not my Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe, like, oh, speaking of wings, McDonald's new Mambo sauce they have, Mamba sauce, for the chicken nuggets. I know, right? For the chicken nuggets, when I say that shit is so good, I've been thinking about it nonstop. I had it like on Tuesday night. Bitch, when I say I've been thinking about that damn sauce in this limited time, it is so fucking good. It's like mild sauce, right? But it has like a little barbecue twang to it. It's really fucking good. But it doesn't taste like DC Mambo sauce. I'll let y'all know that now. It's not like DC Mambo sauce. But like, it just really has to depend on what, like, the mood. Like just don't go nutting all over everything. Even though I do like when it got nuts in my car. Like, just strokes.
I had a guy mess up my seats like that one time. It was fine. I got it out.
It was fine. I got it out. It's why.
I've let a few celebrities spit in my mouth unprovoked. Honestly, I would let Drake spit in my mouth. And I'm not even really crazy about Drake like that. But I would let him do it. 100%. It's because Drake is like a powerful man. You know, it's less because I'm attracted to him and more because like it's like Drake. And so he could like, you know.
You let P. Diddy spit in your mouth then?
Absolutely. I love P. Diddy. P. Diddy is so fine to me.
I'm not going to talk shit about
him. I love that dad bod, you know.
Now, Christian Combs, he can have it any which way on Sunday, okay? Through Sunday. Like, that's a
pretty much man. All of Diddy's sons, Christian and the other one. That's not really his son, but it's his son, the light-skinned one.
Quincy, he can do it fine. Too. Quincy could let it roll.
Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
What's that basketball player that kept getting in trouble for showing his guns on Instagram?
Ooh. John Morant, I will eat him from heaven to hell. That is a fine-ass man.
He can destroy me, and he can definitely spit in my mouth right on the basketball court.
Ooh.
Who else? Usher.
Okay.
And I know there's jokes lined up behind that one. I'm going to let y'all have it, but Usher.
Is it worth it? No, I'm joking.
I want to say somebody, but he a podcaster, and I kind of do like, you know, say I don't want to say that, but I'm going to tell you after it. I'll just say it's a podcaster on one of my favorite podcasts. Okay, who else? Speaking of podcasts, Joe Budden, I'll probably let him spit in my mouth.
I want to kiss his feet. I know, it's something about Joe Budden that is just like so like, I don't know, but the only thing that would throw me off about him, I feel like he is just so lazy in the bedroom. I feel like he would just lay there, and I feel like he would just be like, oh, and I'll just be like, he gives too many men. Like, not even like 3 minutes. He gives like 1.5.
Lil Nas X.
Okay.
Bad Bunny could definitely do it. If it's a fine man, I'm probably Maluma. Oh my God.
Oh.
Maluma
can have everything. J Balvin. Oh.
Anything they want from me.
Offset.
Yeah. Offset is a handsome man. I used to think he was attractive. He's very good looking.
Yeah, and Quavo.
Yeah, Quavo too.
It's a lot of fine niggas.
No spit from them.
You wouldn't let Offset spit in your mouth?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to taste Cardi B in my mouth. That's crazy.
Girl. I don't know. That might be kind of fun.
You are going down. Speaking of girl rappers, though, I let Megan Thee Stallion spit in my mouth.
I low-key didn't want to make out with her. Like, I just, I want the full experience. I want to see her energy. I would let Carisha spit in my mouth. Jada Waiter. I wouldn't want to let Jada Waiter spit in my mouth because I really like love her like a sister. Like, I really love Jada Waiter. I would just want to make out with her and like hold her hands. Like, you know those little drunk kisses you do with your friends? Like, you're just like, mwah. Like, I would do that with Jada Waiter, and then we can like just go shopping and like I want to be her gay best friend. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I hate that whole you're my gay best friend shit. But I will be her gay best friend because Jada Waiter is just like my girl. Like, Ari Dadon is cool, but I wouldn't let her spit in my mouth. Something about her just, let me not.
I would let her spit it in my mouth, her and Moneybagg at the same time. Give it all money. To me. I love them both.
Money, like, our, like, see, that's the thing. I would let Moneybagg spit in my mouth, but I don't have to deal with her in the bushes looking, because I feel like she gives me Chicago.
She would like, get your broke gay ass out of here. That's the first thing she gonna say.
Yeah, she definitely gonna call us gay. She love calling
people broke.
Yeah, she definitely gonna call us gay. She definitely gonna call us bro, and then she definitely gonna be sitting over there looking like a like that moon emoji, angry. And so I just don't have time for that shit. But he's fine. Rihanna. Rihanna could do whatever she wants to me. I totally would have like just like if she wanted to peg me, I would totally let Rihanna peg me. Cause I like ASAP Rocky. Oh, he wouldn't peg me. But I would dap him up and give him a kiss. Just out of respect for Rihanna, I would dap him up as well.
Now, would you let somebody spit in your mouth after they sucked down 48 oysters in front of your face at a restaurant?
I don't know, but that's more like a spit in the face, bitch. Because you wasting my fucking time, okay?
That video angered me so bad, and I should not have watched it so early in the morning because I was pissed off. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there's this girl that has gone viral. She got taken out by this guy who she didn't really want to be going out with in the first place.
Strike one.
You just listen to your first mind the first time. If you don't want to hang out with that nigga, you got probably got a good reason to not want to.
I hate that, though. Like, not to veer too far from what you're saying, but I really do hate when people are just like, I guess I'll go hang out with them. I ain't got shit to do. Like, and
yeah,
it'd be like, sometimes when people do that, it's just like, the person that they do it to actually really fucks with them and really likes them. Because, like, as you tell the story, then whatever. Go ahead.
And to that point, I'm more than just an option. Hey. So she went out with this guy. We do. The three of us go.
Wait soon. Coming soon.
Oh, I'm going to put that on my playlist. Okay, so they went out to this restaurant. I guess it was $15 Oyster Tuesdays or whatever the fuck it was. So you can get a dozen oysters for $15 on Tuesday, I guess. The bitch ordered 4 plates of oysters. 48 fucking oysters. And she's on video slurping. Oh,
driving.
That's what made me the most mad.
Crazy. And it was like, where's the nigga eating at? Let me
scroll through this.
Where's the nigga eating at? And she's throwing them back. Hot sauce, the little condiments, the red. I'm just like, girl, you is going crazy.
Then she get done with it. She's still on her phone recording with the flash on, mind you, talking about, what I'm about to eat now. Bitch, you just ate 48 oysters.
Football player. She ate that, and then she ate some more. Then she ordered some more food. She ordered more food.
The oysters were the entree. I was in shock, honey. I was in tears almost. Like, I could not believe why.
I was shook for him. It just like, and then she, did the nigga at least get one? Did he get one? Because she was putting them boys down.
All he had was the wine, and she ended up having to pay for the wine because the nigga skipped out on the date and the bill. He said he was going to the bathroom. She said 20, 30 minutes went by, the nigga didn't come back. Yeah, girl, he left you because there wasn't no more room at the table. It was 49 other people there.
Yeah.
She ate 48 oysters.
Bitch, she was surrounded by cutlery and plates. It was nothing but plates. He didn't have, even if he was hungry, he had to eat on the fucking floor because there was no fucking room for them big ass oyster plates.
And then she goes on to show that she tipped, but somebody was like, and then she did all that, only tipped $11. So she responded to that video. She was like, I tipped $15 on the card and then $11 in cash. And I commented that I was like, you should have been in the back washing dishes, bitch. All that fucking mess you made. You need to go help these people clean up all this fucking oyster shit you done just ate. Oh, she makes me mad.
I know they were sitting there watching her finish the place like, oh no, I hope she'll order another one. And then she switched it up on them, ordered some wings too. I said, girl, why you didn't put this all in the same time? Because, bitch, we is tired now. They sitting there, and they're not like the regular size. Like, you know, you have dinner plates. You have the saucer plates. She had like one of the tray plates. It was a tray plate. It was a big round pizza plate. She had a pizza bacon sheet full of oysters. And it was a heavy. It was a good folded up sized piece of bowls. I'm just looking like this is why I would never date a girl. This is why. Like this.
Okay, like, not the misogyny kicking in.
Yeah, this is why. Because that's some bullshit. Like, that nigga probably was like, yeah, I finally got the girl. And she started off the video talking about, like, he been talking to himself in my DMs. Girl, that's, like, you was, like, if the thing is, nowadays, that's what comes with dating in general. You really have to decipher people's purpose. Like, people will use you. People will be, like, we said earlier, like, you be bored. You just want to go out and do something. Just, like, no, like, that boy obviously like you. He been trying to get with you. He been trying to get your attention. He finally gets your attention. And you basically just used him for a meal. Girl, you gonna have to give me some pussy. Like, we gonna have to discuss something, bitch. Because no. And then, like,
that's the other part that really frustrated me. Yeah, that's the thing that frustrated me too. Because it's like, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into like feeling bad for dude for being like, you know, on a date with a fucking loser, this girl, because she's a clear loser. But also, it's just like, that's lame as fuck to just be like, oh, I didn't want to go out with this nigga anyway, but I was going to make him pay for 48 fucking oysters. Like, bitch, you're lame as fuck.
It's like that Malik dude when he went on that date with that one guy and was like filming it. He was like, I didn't want to be here anyway and blah, blah, blah. And
I remember that vaguely. Yeah.
It's just like the dating scene is so trash. They're like legit like honestly, it's like, I don't even consider myself dating right now. But none of you guys have done anything to make me want to actually consider dating you. Like, people don't do any, like, put no effort in to make you want to. Wolfgang just climbed under the bed. Sorry, y'all. I don't even know where he went. I just literally see him. Like, I literally hear him. It's his feet under the bed. Like, there's nothing under there. Anyway, he's weird. See, bad. You know your kids be bad, okay? But it just like you don't know people's intentions, you don't know what they want. It just like you, like I haven't met anybody in so long that I've been like, wow, I really want to like be with you or like date you. I literally like, I meet a nigga and I'm like, you are so fucking annoying. Like, you are literally pissing me off existing. Like, that's generally.
Have you ever been on a date from hell?
Yes.
Sidebar, you remember that show Hell Date on BET?
Yes. Like, I vaguely watched it because that was when I was phasing out of my BET era and was like heavy into like VH1's reality shows and shit like that. But and like Silent Library, I was an MTV2 kid during like Hell Date era. But yeah, I remember it. But like, I went on like one really bad date and the guy was just like totally my type. Like, he could suck his own dick. It was like, it was great. It was like, like, I will, that's one talent guys don't talk about enough. I would like to see more guys be able to suck their own dick. Like, I don't want to have to look for a video for it. I want a guy to be like, hey, you want to see a trick? And I'll be like, sure. And he can send me a video of that. Like, what happened to that? Like, you want to show me your fucking shoe collection? Show me that. That's what I want to see. I want to see that trick. Like that skill is going extinct. Back in the day, when I was younger, like on LimeWire, like it was nothing. You could type in, you'll see 90 self-sucking videos. You get on Xvideos, 140 of them. Now it's just like you have to. They're like, fucking. I don't know, but they're not around no more. But anyway, yeah. But anyway, the guy. The guy and me went to the movies, and he was just sitting there, silent. Like, even before he, like, didn't want to talk, he would just, it was just, like, really, really, it was just, like, awkward. I ended up leaving in the middle of the fucking movie, and I went and hung out with I called my friends, and my friends met me at the theater, and we went out, and I left him there, because it was just so fucking weird. How about you?
Yeah, I don't like movie dates, because it's like, we're not even talking. Like, we already, like, have a situation going on, we can do movies, but
right.
I don't want to do a movie
date. That was the first date, too.
I can't remember like a date from hell for real. Like, I'm trying to think. I think the worst date I honestly haven't been on many dates, and the dates that I have been on have been good dates. So, but I did hang out with a guy. Well, I invited this guy over to my house, and I wasn't catfish, but he was significantly different than his photos portrayed him to be.
What does that mean?
Well, the first thing that threw me off was, like, I didn't know he had, like, his skin wasn't the greatest. Okay. And so that would not have been a problem if he was also, you know, cute, you know, cute people with bad skin can get away with it.
Okay.
But he wasn't, I don't want to say he was ugly, but he was very far from what I would normally date. And
so you were bamboozled.
He was so nice. He brought me food. I didn't expect that. I was like, okay, cool. But when he handed me the food, I saw his hands. And I was like, oh, this is going down, down, down.
It's clicking down.
He had little nubby fingers that he clearly chewed on a lot. And I wasn't fucking with that. And so, like, you know, he was, like, sitting on my bed. And then I, at one point, because you know, in Chicago, we got radiators in a lot of our apartments. I was standing on my radiator trying to get this man to stop touching me. And up to the point.
Did they wear glasses?
Up to the point
where I know who you're talking about.
I had to call my sister and be like, well, I texted her. I was like, call me and act like you need me to leave the house to do something. And so she actually ended up needing me to go pick up my nephew. I literally got on the bus to go pick up my nephew. But why did he get on the same bus as me?
Jumping on the bus to get away from a fucking nigga is insane. That's why. I don't know why I was thinking like you were about to say you got in the car. You were like,
I didn't have a car at the time. It was like a year before I got my car.
Literally getting on a bus to avoid a nigga, like to get away, like happy. Committing to it.
Like that just shows how young I was, because that I would never do no shit like that now.
Yeah. I hate niggas. Ugh, all niggas. I'm ready for the new batch. Is a blue moon or something coming up? Like maybe that's when all the new niggas like unload.
You know who is in the market for a new nigga? Rayshonda. I am shook by this development. I had no idea about this. Apparently, it's been going on for weeks, and I had no idea. Because I don't really be on TikTok like that no more, because I'm kind of boycotting TikTok. But, like, sometimes I open an app now. And I only learned about this because I was listening to The Friend Zone, and they were talking about it. I was like, well, excuse me.
Is that one of your favorite podcasts, The Friend Zone?
I know what you're trying to do. We've talked about The Friend Zone here before. So, yes, that is one of my favorite podcasts. And we're going to ignore your little plot to try to set me up, bitch. We're not doing that. Okay. So, do you know about Rayshonda and LaShondra?
I know that she does the math equations.
Right.
But that's all I knew, and I didn't know anything else about her.
Okay. They are my favorite lesbians, okay? I love them as a couple.
You been knew they were lesbians?
Yeah, I follow them both on TikTok. I follow their life. They post a lot. They have a lot of funny content.
What do they do?
And they're just like a couple. Apparently, I didn't even know this until just recently. They were on Say Yes to the Dress. Back in the day, I guess.
Wow.
So they are a popping couple. And LaShondra, the crook, is, I guess, a pastor. But she been pulling the wool over Rayshonda, I guess, the entire time they've been together. Rayshonda got up there on that live and she said LaShondra ain't been paying the rent. You know, because she would give her the money to pay the rent. She wasn't paying the rent. She owed a whole bunch of people money. She defaulted on loans. She was talking shit about her child because Rayshonda has kids, but they're not LaShondra's kids. So, you know, she was talking shit about her kid. just a whole bunch of crooked shove. LaShondra ended up getting fired from her church job. So they're getting a divorce. Also, somehow LaShondra ended up getting a table from Rent-A-Center that got repoed. So Rayshonda was like, if you ever lie to me again, because, okay, listen, it was so juicy. LaShondra said that, oh, like my auntie gonna give us a dining room table. So they ended up getting a dining room table, but Rayshonda found out once Rent-A-Center showed at the door trying to get the table back that LaShondra had got it from Rent-A-Center and wasn't paying the bill. And so she was like, if you ever lie to me again, I'm leaving you. So I guess that's why she leaving her, because she found out she was lying again, child.
These people's lives are just so interesting. Like, I always wonder, like, what people have going on outside their lives anyway. Like, aside what they post. Like, I just never, like, first of all, it's not that I have a problem that she's a lesbian, because that's how it almost sounded. Like, I didn't know, did you know she was a lesbian? I just literally thought she was a woman. Like, I literally think, like I haven't thought more about her other than I hate the fact, I hate math, and she's always doing fucking math and equations and shit like that. And so I've never really thought about her having, like, a life out. Like, I never really thought, like other than being, like, a TikTok person. Like, I didn't think about her that way. And, but it's, like, for whatever reason, lately there's been, like, these TikTok Brazilian boys all over my Explore page. I'm just like, is this what you guys do all day? Like, is this what goes on? Like, what else are you doing? Like, do you have jobs? Like, and I always wanted that about TikTok people. I wouldn't expect it to be, like, to wake up on a Saturday and see everybody talking about the... I was like, who is LaShonda and LaMonda, or whatever her name is? I didn't know who these people were. Why are they tripping? And I click it.
They got some names on them. Them some old school ghetto names.
Yeah, that's some country old school names. Like, I know they, one of their moms a prom queen. Like, that's a prom queen daughter, like, high school birth name. Like, it's just so... It's so maiden-like.
So I bring them up because I just wanted to know, like, obviously you can't, like, really say what you would do, but, like, what would you do if you found out your partner was fraudulent and y'all been married for all this time and you find out they're a thief and a fraud and they got you finna be homeless because she got an eviction notice, you know, and they had been served the eviction twice. On it, only on the second time did Rayshonda find out that there was even eviction proceedings going on. According to LaShonda, this is all alleged. We don't haven't heard LaShonda's side, right? Just for the record.
She made a video. I saw her side. I don't
talk about forgiveness, girl.
Yeah,
go to hell.
Bye.
Allegedly,
I would allegedly. Everything on this podcast is alleged. We don't know anything. We don't know nothing. But it depends how bad the debt is. If I will kill them or just leave them. So it would be. Let me clear that up, because something happened in the future. They gonna be like, remember on that podcast he said that.
Okay, because you see how they just got Tupac the assailant.
They're not getting me, so I ain't gonna kill him. But I'm gonna let him know sternly that I'm not playing with that shit. So however sternly go down in that moment, how we go down. But I just also feel like there's an amount of trust that comes with relationships that most people just don't respect or deserve. And so, like, I feel like the way she moved. It showed that she didn't respect the relationship. It also showed that LaShonda is, it's really weird. Because in relationships, you learn to, like, love and trust somebody. And you think you're being told the truth. And you think they're this one way. But it's like what SZA said, like, you never, like, even if you know the real me, would you still love the real me? And I feel like that's always a piece and a fear that goes into people being honest. That's why I try to be honest and be myself always, all the time. Because I don't ever want it to be a thing where you feel like I'm not myself or you didn't know me. Like, you always know me. Like, I just like to avoid all that shit. And sometimes you get relationships with people and you just don't know them as well as you think you do. So I feel like that's a sense of betrayal. Like, even if you thought you had a foundation, show that foundation was built on a lie. It's like, it's a lot to it. It's a lot of caveats that go with that. And, like, after how long were they married? 30? 40?
6 years. Married for 6 years.
Yeah, like, 6 years of marriage. That's, like, after the five-year mark of any relationship, it get kind of like, okay, child. Well, you got to try to, like the dynamic. If you ever in a relationship that long, after, like, the fourth year, shit, the dynamic really starts changing and you really start shifting because you, like, you grow. And so, like, I would start thinking, like, where do we grow apart and where do we grow opposite ways of how we conduct the relationship than when we first started? So, I would lose my shit. I ain't gonna lie, though.
I just would wonder, at what point did you become a crook and how crafty are you that I didn't notice? Okay. So, because that kind of leaves room for, you know, because I saw some people in the comments like, well, you didn't know none of this was going on. So, you know, it depends. You know what I'm saying? For me, I don't know if I would ever even have somebody give somebody that much power to have over me, especially with money. Like, it'll never be a situation where, oh, you ain't paid the rent because I'm not playing that. I'm checking everything and I'm checking it twice. You will never get the chance to play me on that tip. Personally, And also, that's why I don't do auto pay, because I don't trust it. You might take out more than I agree to. I want to look at it every month and see what it is. I'm going to pay if I want to. Speaking of, I need to pay my car note before they come pick it up. It's a couple days late, girl.
Bills are so expensive. I hate it. I didn't have to pay my cable bill, and that shit was like $200. I'm like, this is insane. Like, this is just too much. This is too much. But, you know,
That's the, and the financial reasons are like one of the main reasons why people do get a divorce.
Because I've never really understood that. Like, I've been in relationships where the person couldn't pay for shit. But also, I feel like we were in a place in a relationship where it's okay. We're together. We're at a different stage in our relationship. Like, I can figure it out for the both of us. But if you're not being honest about what I need to figure out for you while you can't, that makes it harder on me to actually get it together. So it's like, it's a sense of like transparency that you have to have in that type of situation regarding money in relationships, where you have to like put your ego and your pride aside and be like, hey, I ain't got it this month. A lot of people aren't like that. Like, and that's normal. Like, that's like you, everybody ain't always gonna have it. And that's just how it works. So it's just like, you have to be forthcoming and honest about these kind of things so that you're not carrying all your weight by yourself, especially in a relationship. Equal yoke.
Oh, child. But I am sad. And speaking of couples that broke up, one of my favorite Instagram couples broke up. I really don't idolize people's relationships. I'll never be like, relationship goes, et cetera, et cetera. If I like a couple, it's because I just like Rashonda and Lashondra. I just like
I like the vibe. I like their energy.
Or if I want to fuck y'all, that's how y'all become my favorite. And one of my favorites broke up, and I know they broke up because the pictures disappeared. They don't follow each other no more. I'm a little sad about that one. But, you know, have you ever seen a couple where it's like you want one of them more than the other? Well, I have, because they broke up, and it's one I want to fuck one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it, because I was like, I don't know if it counts, but like I told you, like my one friend, her boyfriend was fine, so me and him ended up hooking up. But it was just like, it really just depends, because I feel like if I want one, I really don't want to have to get, I don't want to deal with the other one. I want the one I want. I don't want to have to.
I mean, like, I would take both of them, but I could get one of them.
I bet. Like, would you shoot your shot?
No. Because see, that's a little weird for me, because it's like, I mean, I'm not really friends with these people. We Instagram friends.
That's
enough.
It's
no harm if I date either one of them, you know what I'm saying? But I follow both of them, so it's kind of like, ooh, that's a little, you know.
Bitch, you know how fast I'll follow somebody once I figure out their boyfriend or ex-boyfriend fine? Bitch, I will unfollow your account. It's really not that deep for me. I will block it if I need to. I just, that'd be my worst fear. Like when I'm like following nigga and then like I find his finer friend, I'd be like, well, I gotta unsend messages. I gotta make it seem like I was not here so I can go shoot a fresh shot over there. And so it's just like,
I'm screaming.
Like it's all about awareness. You have to be aware.
Well, we do have a question this week, so I think we should go ahead and get into Ask the Boys. We have a question this week from Jack Boat. The title of this email is "It's the Breath for Me." I haven't read this, by the way.
Me either. I wanted it to be a surprise. I feel like we never read it. It's just always fresh, and we're always like, oh.
Jack Boat says, hello, you guys. I recently started hooking up with this guy I met on an app. Is it Jacked? Was the app Jacked? Or was it Grindr?
Was it Sniffies?
He is down low, and it's just fun. The sex is groundbreaking, but his breath is really bad. It doesn't even smell like shit. It's more like mold or mothballs. Needless to say, when that shit first hit me, I almost kicked him out, but I needed that late night booty hole. Is it rude to tell him, or should I just find another sneaky link? What would y'all do?
I am very
you wanna
quick.
Go first?
Yeah, I am very quick to be like, you want some gum? Like, I am a gum giver. Like, you know that one kid who always bust out the fresh pack of gum every day and like, here, take some if you need some? Because you be knowing if your breath stank. You be knowing. You should know first. Like, and I'm one of the people, I'm quick to do a lot of...
You should know.
I'm quick to do... And that's why every placement, anywhere I'm at, you will see gum, you will see mints, you will see candy. Because I never want somebody to feel like their breath is like not fresh or not like good or like not to a good degree, because then you're gonna be in my face with it, and I don't want that. I don't want to deal with nobody's breath smelling funky. Like I'm very cognizant of like breath, of my breath and all the other stuff like that. I'm always on topic. I'm always worried. I'm like, oh my god, like what if like I just burped and like it's still remnants of it in my throat or something like that. Like I'm always thinking about that. Like what would you do?
I'm always thinking about my breath too. For me, it would just depend on if I like actually fuck with him, because I feel like somebody I fucked with, if I smelt their breath a little something, I'm like, you know, it's not the freshest right now, you know, because I want people to do that for me. Like if you know me,
yes.
I would prefer you just be like, girl, it's not. Or, and I definitely do the gum trick. I definitely be like, I have had to tell my friends, that's what I'm basing this off of. I have had to tell a couple friends sometimes, like in a, if we in a public setting, I'll just like slide a piece of gum, like, and if you be like, no, I'll be like, that's simple. Your cue, bitch. Simple. Take the gum.
Simple, right.
I'm helping you out because your breath is not doing
Jackie Chan like moves.
It
over
also
there,
depends
bitch.
On how you say it, you know?
Yeah. My friend Daisy, like, she will want people, she'll be quick to tell me, like, here. Not, and so, like, I'm gonna be like, girl, ain't no nicer way you could have said it. She'd be like, oh, girl. Like, she is just very, like, to the point. She's a Virgo. Very to the point and very just like, oh. And so, she told me, like, twice, all I needed, bitch, gum on deck. Like, I just don't play that. But, like, I would honestly, like, I feel like if you really like him, he's DL, so you can always replace a DL nigga. If you feel like you want to replace him. DL niggas are everywhere. But, like, legit, if you actually like him and the vibe is right, I would say just be like, I don't even know how you can say this in a delicate way. Or you could, like, it depends on how close you are. You can be like, you can literally just right. be like, hey, just so you know, your breath smells, like, a little weird. I didn't want to say nothing, but I really enjoy hanging out with you. And I just, like, it be throwing me off sometimes. Like, you don't got to say it throwing me off, but you can find your own way of saying it in your own way. Because me, I'll be like, I'm very, like, any DL nigga that I hang with and vibe with to the point of, like, me being in his face to that degree, I would just be like, hey, your breath smell kind of weird. And I would just, and like, I would do it in my own joking way. Like, that they would know and be like, damn, okay. And I'd be like, I didn't want to say nothing, but I like you. And go from there. Like, I'm very just like playful.
For me,
and, like,
it would be something like, cause I like to joke to like, it's a coping mechanism. Like, everything has to be funny. But like, in a situation like that, it wouldn't be a joke. I would say it with a smile, but I wouldn't say it jokingly, cause I'm serious about your breath stinking. So I would, if I want to keep fucking this nigga, first of all, if his breath stank, what the booty smell like? That was my original thought. Like, if his breath stank, and he could, if that's closer to his nose than his asshole is, what the ass smell like? Now, you know, I like me a little hot
twang,
pot, but
a little twang to that thing.
But you know, that's me. Everybody don't like hot pot, and everybody don't like hot breath. So if that was my guy, and I was just like, not my guy, but like somebody I was fucking around with, and I wanted to keep fucking around with him, I would just be like, you know, I ignored it the first couple times, but your breath doesn't smell the greatest right now. I do have mouthwash if you want to use some.
That's nice.
I probably backwashed in it, but it doesn't matter because we're going to fuck raw anyway. So if you want to use it, you can.
You backwash into your mouthwash?
I don't do it on purpose, but I'm sure I have, because it's my mouthwash and I put my mouth on it. So if I'm offering it to a nigga that I'm finna
fuck,
you don't
pour it in the little cup?
That's doing too much. I just take a swig, put the cap back on. I got stuff to do.
Oh, girl. I like, whenever I use mouthwash, that's why I can't wait to, I gotta go to Target. I can't wait to go to Target today. I'm gonna do some damage. I pour it into the little cup. I throw it in my mouth. Mm-hmm, do my little thing. I walk around the house with it. I clean the cup out. Mm-hmm. I know this is a lot. I clean the cup out because it can get backwash back in there. And then I put it back on.
Yeah, I don't have time for all that. So I would just tell him, like, you can use some if you want, but I just wanted to let you know I don't like the way your breath smells. And I'm a kisser. Like, you know, it also depends on how, but he did say mothballs, and I just feel like
that's wild.
Smelling that bad, like
it's something dead up in there. Like something ain't right.
He probably wouldn't have got a second chance with me if I smelled it and it was that bad, because I probably wouldn't be able to get past that.
I would be gagging because I love kissing, and I'm very touchy feely when I come around you, so I'd be laying on niggas, like I'm very that. But it's just like something, mothballs is crazy, and I guess he made it seem like he was topping him. So I guess he really didn't even have to like deal with his mouth when they're fucking. So it's just like the initial interaction is kind of probably just like sour.
I don't think it's rude to tell him if you're going to continue hanging out with him, because that was one of his questions. Right. I don't think it's rude to tell him if you're going to continue hanging out with him. If you are just absolutely turned off by this and you're not going to talk to this guy again, mind your business. You can find another sneaky link, because clearly it's not that hard for you. So shout out to you. Get you some more hole if you want the hole to smell good and the breath to smell good. But
our listeners get niggas. Like the person last week, they said that they
he got niggas in different area codes.
Okay. And this one got Theo niggas on standby. He said I might kick him out, but that booty hole too good. Like I can't. Like I wonder how many niggas just keep her out. Like they kind of annoying, but that ass or that mouth good. I hate niggas.
I encourage you to be honest and respect your... I always tell people this because I learned it from Iyanla Van Zandt. You have to honor yourself and your own like emotions and stuff. If you don't want no stanking ass breath, don't fuck with that nigga again. But in the future, if you know me in like real life, please tell me if my breath stank. Because I might just be having it today. I might have just had some garlic bread, you know.
Bitch, you eating like wildly before. Like, I would die. Like, it's certain food. Like, if I know I'm going out, I probably won't even eat. Like, I'll probably eat like a gummy bear or something like that. Like,
I carry mouthwash with me. Like,
everywhere. Oh, do you?
I don't play those types of games.
I also don't like when people, like, if they see something on your face, they won't tell you. Like, bitch, you could tell me it was, a crumb on my face or, eye crust. Because it happens. Like, you, like, bitch, moving too fast, something. Like, I don't play with the eye crust part. I feel like that looks so, like, sickly. I'm just like, whenever I see somebody with eye crust, I'm just like, ugh. But, like, crumbs or, like, something out of place or, like, food. Or, like, you could tell me that kind of shit. I'm very big on it.
I haven't eaten broccoli in 2 weeks. Because 2 weeks ago, I ate my lunch, and I apparently had broccoli in my teeth. Didn't know until I got home.
Like, what?
I didn't go to the bathroom for the rest of my shift, so I didn't even, think to check my teeth. Nobody said nothing.
Yes. That's why I brought it up, because yesterday I was eating, I'd be at work, I'd be having snacks. I had crackers, I got Cheetos, I got everything. And so I get to my car, and I'm, in boys' faces, looking at boys and all this other shit. And I get to my car and I see crumb on my face. I'm like, somebody was with me the whole day. They could have told me that.
Trifling. Those people don't really care about you. No. Yeah, so if you keep fucking with him, tell him. If not, leave it alone. That's our advice for you.
There you go.
If you have a question, please make sure y'all send y'all questions to asksboysnextdoor@gmail.com. And you can also send confessions to asksboysnextdoor@gmail.com. And I have a confession this week.
Oh, let's hear.
This is an old confession. It's a piggyback off the conversation we had last week. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this one of my cruising stories. So go ahead and buckle up. It's not that crazy, but
you ain't here to feel like
I'm at a place where I can explain what happened and not be judged for it. Also, you're welcome for having a longer episode because we're late and it's going to hold you off until next Monday.
Oh, that's a long ass time, low key.
Have fun. Okay, so this one particular time I went cruising, I went by myself. I went to the place, did my usual, smoked, entertained myself a little
bit. Oh, you be smoking out there?
Porn. Yeah, in my car.
Okay.
Because I don't like smoking around other people, because I don't know if they, some people, everybody don't like smoke.
Right.
I have been out there with niggas who like smoked, and we match blunts. So, guys have liquor. You really shouldn't take blunts and weed, blunts and liquor from strangers, but YOLO. I get it. I'm alive.
I used to always get made fun of that. Because, like, if I'm at a party or if somebody's smoking, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to walk up and try to hit it, too. Like, I'm at a concert. You smoking it? Like, bitch, let me hit that. Like, I'm very much like that person. Right. So, my ex used to always make a joke. It used to be so funny. He'd be like, I bet you about to go crack out on his shit next. Because I'd walk up to Eric, like, hit me that shit. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, I'm not even gonna try to clean that up. I have smoked with strangers, but you can't really be doing that these days. You might end up with fentanyl.
Yes, and you out of here, and then they find your body at a park with condoms around it. Like, can you imagine?
Okay, so anyway, so somehow there's a little session going on. So everybody's like, in between cars. Like, so, you know, in the parking lot, there's parking spots. And then we was just, like, in between the cars doing our thing.
Wait, real quick. I've been thinking about that since last week when you were describing it. I was like, how do y'all be positioned? I've been thinking about that nonstop. Like, every time I get between a car, I'm like, I wonder if this is how it was. Like, I've been thinking about it nonstop.
And you could fit, like, 5 or 6 people right there.
You can line them on up.
Yeah. So, anyway, my friend ended up being out there. We didn't link up on purpose, but, you know, we both be out there sometimes. So I ended up, like, giving him head. You know, I was, like, sucking his toes, doing all types of stuff. Because I know him. We can get down like that.
How does that work? How does toe sucking work outside, like, in a, like, outside? Like, you, like, is he standing?
Well, he was sitting in his car at that point.
Copy.
I was
giving
him head in his car. Okay. I was outside the car. He was.
You are a slut.
It's really slutty, the story.
You are a slut, bitch. This is a lot. It's like a jungle gym.
Bitch, I was literally on the concrete on my knees sucking dick.
Oh, I know how that works. Like,
that was a rare version. I haven't done it since. Like, that was wild for me.
Oh, you were feeling it.
I was feeling it. But anyway, this other fine nigga ended up being out there. And long story short, I had both of their dicks in my mouth at the same time.
Wow. I love this story.
It was like... It was definitely giving...
hammer time.
You know, in porn, when they be having like 2 dicks in their face, it was definitely giving that.
That's so hot, though.
Dicks be... That was the first and last time that's ever happened for me.
I like putting the dicks together and sucking the head at the same time.
Yeah, it was fun. And lollipops. I definitely would do it again. They were very big dicks. My friend's dick in particular got a big hook in it. I say friend loosely. I don't text this nigga every day. He don't know my business, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Associate. So that was one of my cruising stories.
A cruising associate.
He's my cruising associate.
Yeah, like, that's literally. I don't know. I feel like you're a slut, but also we appreciate you for coming forth with your confession about how slutty you are and the fact you sacrificed your knee health to suck those big black dicks.
Fuck the knee health. I could have got chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Cracked out?
Could have been cracked out.
Wanda's tale. You ready? That's exciting though. I like doing public shit like that. But my thing is, like, if I'm hooking up with a guy, like, I don't want to, like, necessarily do it in my car because my windows aren't tinted. Like, it's easier to just go to, like, a secluded area, like a baseball field, like, behind the bushes and do it, or, like, in the bushes. And, like, I prefer sucking on my knees. That's why my knees are, like, if you see, like, they're, like, dented up and shit like that. I prefer sucking on my knees. And sometimes the situation isn't the most comfortable. Sometimes you're on twigs. Sometimes you're on tree branches. Sometimes you feel a spider crawling up your leg. Like, it happens.
Yeah, that was fun for me. I was gonna tell the story about how there was this one guy who I guess we ended up making a bukkake because everybody nutted on his nigga face.
That's hot
out there. It was so hot, and I just was like, you know, I got my dick sucked after he already had a load on his face. So I was kind of like 673 loads that night, you know, except I was the one giving a load to the situation. It was hot. But But that, I mean, that wasn't much of a story, so I just throw that in there for y'all.
That's hot. I would love that. I feel like I would do like maybe like 10 guys max just to get the overall experience. But I would want like half to just like nut on my face, and then the other one to just like use the nut to like fuck my face more, and then they nut on top of my face. Like, I just feel like there's creative ways of doing all this where we all like, where everyone gets pleased. Like, I like being a slut, and y'all are slutting me, which is gonna make me be more of a slut. Like 10. Like 10 is enough. Like, that's a lot of nut. Hmm.
Yeah, we've talked about bukkakis on here, but I definitely will. I don't think I have the courage to be in one because I don't know enough niggas, you know?
I mean, you do know enough. Like, I feel like if 976 Lowe's can find a new dick, find that many dicks in the city he go to, you're in Houston. You can find at least a good five.
And he got me and suck it on his rosebud hanging off the side of a bench. So I feel like
it go from worse to worser.
I admire him. I think he's an icon and a legend. He kind of won me over with the rosebud. I didn't know he did rosebud porn. I thought it was just cum dump porn. But I'm a sucker for a bud of roses.
The fact you have no class and no standards for yourself, that you was that a guy can blow out his rosebud and then you to be like, well, that it ain't all bad. It ain't all so bad.
I have about as much coof as that bitch that ate 48 lobsters in front of that man's face. Oysters. 48 oysters. If that bitch had just eaten lobsters.
Bitch, we would have to fight. Like, I wouldn't have even went to the bathroom. We would have been fighting that day. They'd be like, damn, he just beat the fuck out of her. Bitch, cracking them lobsters open, 48 lobsters in front of me, bitch. That's insane. Mukbang to a new level.
Do you have a confession this week, or am I the only slut?
I think you're the only slut.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening.
I'm planning on being a slut this weekend. I need to release some stress. Like, I really want to get ragdolled so bad. Like, I'm trying to look through it. Look through my Rolodex of niggas that I actually like hooking up with and see which description I put as very rough. So that's what I'm gonna do when we get off of here. Cause I really just wanna get like choked and slapped and spit on and just like treated like a gutter slut. So
shout out to the gutter sluts next door. make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, and why do I always forget the Instagram? I'd be like, what?
I don't know. I always have to search it.
YouTube, Boys Next Door Pod, where you can watch an hour of this hour and a half long podcast. You can follow me at Blackberry, and you can follow my Finsta at Aquarian Superstar. Yeah,
go follow me. And I'm Ken Lush. Follow me at Ken Lush.
And we will see you guys Monday. What date is Monday? Can you pull up a calendar real quick? Because I don't want to hear no lip from nobody in the comments.
Monday will be...
Monday.
The 23rd. Well, the 16th is the day we're going to... This one to be up. And then the 23rd, then the 30th. So, you'll get like a pre-Halloween episode too.
Oh, yes, Halloween is coming up. I do need to get my costumes because I do want to participate. But thank you guys so much and enjoy this long episode. Goodbye.